KXRN News. I'm John Scott. In New York, former President Donald Trump is being joined at the courthouse in his criminal trial by an entourage of Republican supporters, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. The speaker traveled with Mr. Trump in his motorcade along with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida Representatives Byron Donalds and Corey Mills, and former GOP rival Vivek Ramaswamy. Mr. Trump says even liberal media legal experts agree that no crime has been committed by the former president.
Claiming CBS Morning News, there's no evidence that this case is about campaign election violations. There's no evidence. But again, we go back to the federal law. The FEC, Federal Election Commission, said there's not a problem. There's no case.
Mr. Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, continues on the witness stand. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the Biden White House is sending mixed messages when it comes to support for Israel.
It is an indefensible policy in which the president and the Democratic Party has tied itself in knots, trying to balance the growing pro-Hamas wing of its own party and the very large pro-Israel American majority.
Cotton interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez has begun in Manhattan federal court. Jury selection is now underway. The 70-year-old Democrat accused of accepting bribes of gold and cash to use his influence to aid three New Jersey businessmen. Menendez has pleaded not guilty to charges including bribery, extortion, and fraud. His wife will be tried separately. The trial expected to stretch into July. Stocks are mixed now. The Dow is down 25 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 47. This is SRN News. Mexican politicians exploit transgenderism.
The country has a law that requires 50% of all elected offices to be held by women as a way of achieving gender equity. But two left-wing parties apparently don't have enough women candidates, so they have selected several men to register as women. The men are making no pretense of actually living as women. They're all married with children. But in Mexico, all you have to do is declare yourself transgender, and you are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign. It aims to chip away at former President Donald Trump's support among rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In one, a nurse who's a mother and grandmother bemoans the overturning of Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. In health news, some obesity-fighting drugs have been found to cut the risk of heart attack or stroke, regardless of how much weight a person loses.
This research was carried out by a team at University College London. They used data from a landmark study funded by its manufacturer into the weight loss drug semaglutide, which is sold as Wegovy and Ozempic. More than 17,500 people from 41 different countries were involved. Half the participants were given semaglutide, the rest a placebo. The researchers found the medication reduced the risk of heart attacks, strokes, or heart failure, even if the patients lost no weight.
The BBC's Chichi Azuda. Sales of raw milk appear to be on the rise despite an outbreak of bird flu in U.S. dairy cows. Federal officials warned about the health risk of drinking raw milk at any time, but especially during this outbreak. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.